It is 19 minutes past nine, and with Christmas just 2 weeks away, a leading children's charity is highlighting how many of our young people are potentially facing a tough time. The NSPCC has revealed figures that show there has been an increase in the number of children being treated in our hospitals because they have self-harmed. The story making headlines across the UK today, and joining me now in the programme to discuss the situation in Northern Ireland is Geraldine McConaghy, who is the Senior Childline Supervisor at NSPCC. Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning, Ivan. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Quite alarming, these figures, aren't they? Or am I being alarmist?
Well, I suppose it's important to say, Ivan, that we are concerned about the figures that have just been released through the Public Health Agency to ourselves. Because what the figures are showing is that, unfortunately, there has been an increase in the number of young people who are harming themselves in Northern Ireland and who are being treated within the hospital setting because of that self-harm. So there has been an increase over the last number of years, and that is concerning for us as well.
21% in the past 3 years, that's an increase, all right, isn't it?
It is. It is an increase. What we have established is that roughly 1,050 presentations occurred to hospital settings in Northern Ireland. And what that means, Ivan, is it may not necessarily have been 1,050 children. It means that there are were those number of occasions when young people came to hospital. So it could be that there's been one young person on one occasion, or a few young people may have presented on a number of occasions. And the fact that a couple of young people may have presented on a number of occasions is concerning for us, because it raises a question around what sort of support there is available for those vulnerable young people.
Well, as the Senior Childline Supervisor, Geraldine, at NSPCC, you're obviously closer to these kids than most people. You get to talk to them. You get to see why they are doing what they are doing, and what are they telling you?
Okay. Childline, as you know, is sourced by a very valuable group of volunteer counsellors. And the volunteer counsellors are those people who have the direct contact with children and young people. And what our volunteers are telling us is that more and more young people are talking about the distress that they're experiencing, the trauma that they're experiencing because of their life experiences. And those life experiences traditionally would have been things like bullying in school, pressure within school to do well, family relationship difficulties, domestic violence situations within the home, a whole complex situation for children and young people. But in 2016, those difficulties are further enhanced by the pressures on young people within social media, for example, where they're feeling lots of pressure to conform to what is seen to be an acceptable young person. So young people have lots of pressures now. So the traditional issues that young people would have come to our counsellors within Childline with are changing, and there's lots of additional pressures on children and young people. And one of the things that happens then is there's so much pressure, there's so much emotional distress that young people can't cope. And one of the coping mechanisms that they identify for themselves is hurting themselves as a way of managing the pain that they're feeling inside.
Yeah, and I mean, you can barely imagine the depth of despair somebody must be in to self-harm. I mean, it is just, it seems to me that it is one of the last things you would want to do. But obviously, it's on the increase, and people see it as a way of coping, as to borrow your phrase there. But it is a huge problem, and an example of how social media, which is so wonderful in many ways, also has a downside.
Yes, absolutely. And you're right. Social media is wonderful. We all use social media. Adults use social media just the way children do. But there is a sinister side to social media where young people can be bullied online. They can be made to feel very different because of what other people are posting online, people posting images where they're having this wonderful life. And for some young people, that's not their reality. And to deal with that pressure and to deal with the stress that that causes, unfortunately, they are harming themselves as a way of coping with their feelings. And we here in Childline, the message what we would want to give to all young people is that we are here to listen, we are here to support them, and we're here to work out a way that they could maybe manage their feelings in a more healthy way. A young person who would contact one of our volunteer counsellors in Childline would not be given a message that they must stop harming themselves, because that would lead to more vulnerability for that young person. That would lead take away a coping mechanism that they currently have. So what our volunteer counsellors would say to children is, let's see how we can manage this. Let's see how we can reduce the level that you're harming yourself at. And let's see what other things that you might be able to try to help you to cope with those difficult feelings that you're having at the minute.
So the thrust of what you're doing really is saying to them, we're here to help, not to judge.
Absolutely. Any young person who contacts Childline can be assured that they will receive an empathic response from a volunteer counsellor who is very skilled in helping them to work out what it is that is causing them to feel the way that they do. It's a confidential space. It is a free service. Young people can talk to us by ringing us on 0800 1111, and also by logging on to childline.org.uk. We maintain confidentiality. We don't know who the young person is. It's a space where they can talk to someone who doesn't know them. Because sometimes talking to those other adults in young people's lives can be difficult, especially given the busyness of family life. Young people who self-harm can have a level of shame around that. So, for example, in the summertime, young people contacting us about harming themselves are very concerned about going on family holidays because mum or dad or aunt or uncle might see something on their body that will tell them, oh, you know, what's going on here. Also, we're coming up to a season of lots of festivities for lots of families, and that can be a very difficult time for young people. The pressures of maybe having lost someone in the past year who was very close to them. So this particular time of year, Christmas time, is a very difficult time for children and young people.
There's no
doubt. The other thing I would say is that for those parents, I mentioned about parents and aunts and uncles maybe becoming aware that a young person is harming themselves. And if an adult is concerned in any way about a child, we would encourage them to ring our adult helpline, where, again, they will be given advice and support about how they might want to manage their concerns about that child. And the number for the helpline is available. It's 0800 800 5000. So that's a support for parents or carers who would be concerned about the well-being of someone that is known to them.
Childline must never have been busier than it is at the moment.
We're very busy, yes.
Yes.
But that's why we're here. We have a team of very dedicated staff, and that includes our right from our admin team to supervisors in the counselling room. We have a team of staff counsellors who work late nights at weekends to ensure that we have a service available to children and young people when they need it. And we also have a pool of valuable, very experienced volunteers who come from all over Northern Ireland and who give their time very freely to us. We have offices in Belfast and we also have an office in Foyle. And anyone who's interested in giving us a little bit of their time, by all means, you're very welcome to look at our website and to apply to volunteer with us.
Well, I'm glad that you and your volunteers and the people who do the admin and so on are bearing up so well.
We are. We're not martyrs. We're not martyrs, but we're bearing up very well.
Well, that's good. I just want to give out your website address again. You can correct me if I get it wrong. It's all the W's dot childline, all one word, dot org, dot UK.
Yes.
And the confidential support and advice line, open 24/7, is 0800 1111.
That's correct. And anyone who is an adult who wants to talk to us about concerns that they have about a child, they can ring us on 0808 800 5000.
Okay, Geraldine. Thank you for coming on to talk to me this morning. Childline does terrific work. And
Thank you, Ivan.
We applaud you for that. And we hope you don't have too fraught a Christmas. You'll know what I mean by that.
Yes, Ivan. We appreciate you giving us your time today as well.
No, absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Okay.